Station's name is Glenda Mojica. First name Glenda. Last name Mojica. Date of birth is 10/25/1948. Date of service 5/16/2022. History of present illness is 73-year-old female presents to the clinic to discuss questions that she had about her medication. Patient states that she saw Mr. Halberdier on her last visit and was given a refill of her lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, and she did not remember ever seeing that it was a combination medication in her past. She did want to confirm that she did get the right prescription, and she also wanted to discuss getting something for her allergies because her allergies have been acting up. Allergies, no drug allergies, current medication, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide and Crestor, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgical history, bilateral eyes, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 143 over 70, heart rate 73, respiratory 16, temp 98.7, O2 100, and she weighs 128 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE, ENT, mucous membranes are moist, pupils curl, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, allergic rhinitis. Patient has previously always gotten a prescription of lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide in the past, so the medicine that was given to her by Dr. Halberdier is actually appropriate, and so she does feel more confident in taking that medicine, and she will continue to do so. We will go ahead and draw labs on the patient since her last labs were done in May of 2021, and then I will give her a prescription of Zizol to take once daily. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.